This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. What a good way to just sort of get things off your plate onto mine, and then we'll share them. And basically, problems are kind of like chocolate desserts. If you split them, there's no harm, no foul. Nothing goes to your hips. Okay, I exaggerated a tiny bit. Maybe my metaphor leaves something to be desired. But Sally has taken advantage of understanding. If she calls, she even called before the program actually started. So, Sally, you get huge kudos. Welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Thank you.
Sure.
It's kind of a rough weekend. My daughter, adult daughter, 23, lives with me. Been home about a year after college. Divorced from her father since she was 3, and she was visiting him this weekend, and they were both drinking, and got into an argument which got physical. Like, her father, 6'4", 220 pounds, threw her to the ground. He says to get her keys because she was drinking. She said because he was degrading her friends. It's kind of prejudiced. She calls me hysterical to come get her, and you know, he's calling, trying to make excuses, and I don't know where to go from here. Neither one of them is speaking to each other. But they both have anger issues. Definitely. She was in counseling, but said it didn't do her any good. So, just so sad for her.
All right, let me get a little background. I mean, I have some basically sort of good, if frustrating, news for you, but let me get a little background first. Were you ever married to her dad?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so you've been divorced for like 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Has he remarried?
Yes.
Have you remarried?
No.
Okay. How long has he been remarried?
A long time, probably 10 years.
Does she get along with his wife?
Normally, yes.
Okay. How many kids do you have? And which is she?
So she's the younger one. They're 4 years.
What's the sex and what was the issue about the older one?
Another girl. And she's fine. I mean, she's
self-reliant, lives on her own, does well in school. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Doug, right?
First child,
all right.
Right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. Does your daughter have a job?
She does, yeah. She's
What kind of work does she do?
She works with kids.
Okay. What's the highest level of it? Go ahead.
And she coaches.
And she goes, coaches. Okay, what does she coach? Okay, what does she coach?
Basketball.
Okay, good. So she finished college, you're telling me, yes?
Yes, correct.
Okay, why is she living with you, just out of curiosity?
She's not making enough money to live on her own. And, I mean, there's no reason for her not to live with me, but we kind of live separate lives in the same house, but she doesn't make very much money working in a daycare, and she really hasn't figured out what she wants to do full-time yet. Not very motivated.
Well, honey, one of the reasons she's not motivated is how much rent do you charge her to live with you?
I know.
Okay. We'll circle back to that. I don't think it's irrelevant. I know it's not. Doesn't sound like it's the major issue, but it's. I think it will come into sharper relief as we go along. All right. So the good but frustrating news I have for you is, I mean, the good news about divorce is he's not your problem anymore. The good news about having a child who's 23 is, technically, you know, she's a grown-up. So to a very large extent, the fact that they're having some problems, which is certainly an understatement, is certainly of concern to you and of interest to you, but it's not your responsibility. And I think what you're going to find if you try to negotiate this is everybody's going to be mad at you.
I know.
So the good news about this, as I said, is it's really not your problem. And the reason it's not your problem is because you're divorced from him and she's a grown-up. But more appropriately, neither are going to listen to you. And this gets back to your daughter. I mean, it sounds like there is some DNA issue going on here, and that both have tempers, both get physical, and both have drinking problems. But let me tell you what's going to happen. If you go, first of all, let's just play it out. Let's say you go to your ex and say, look, one of the reasons that you and I are not married is you had temper problems, you got physical, and you had a drinking problem. So nothing's changed. Let me tell you what he's going to tell you, right? I mean, we don't even have to get into it. He's going to say it's none of your business. You don't know what you're talking about. You weren't there. You always took her side. The kids can do no wrong. And you're going to be off on a whole different war situation there, right? So that's not going to do any good. It may be true, but it's not going to work. Let's play out the same scenario. You go to your daughter, and you sit down with her, and you hold her hands, and you look into her eyes and say, honey, look, your daddy gave you nice straight teeth, and great hand-eye coordination, but he also gave you a taste for liquor, a tendency to be physical, and anger management issues. She's going to say, you can't tell me what to do. I'm a grown-up. I can't believe you take his side. You've always loved my sister better than me, no matter what I do. It's like, so, all right, so neither of those are going to work, right? If we know they're not going to work, why do we want to get your stomach in an uproar sort of planning the little scenario? Because both of them will end in disaster, okay? So I'm not going to do either of those. So the question is, what do you do here?
Right.
All right. So I think what I would say, I mean, is your daughter asked you to come and pick her up, and I suppose that's because Dad had the car keys and she'd been drinking, right?
Correct.
All right, let's play this out as if she weren't living there. Okay? It's not to say that she wouldn't have called you, perhaps. And it's not to say that she might not have shown up at your house to kind of, you know, sleep it off. But then she would go home and work it out, and you wouldn't have to feel like you're either ignoring the problem if you don't talk about it, or are going to get your head handed to you if you do. So the fact that she's 23 and doesn't have enough job to pay for her rent, I mean, lots of 23-year-olds don't. And so what you do is you get a second job, or you get a roommate, or you live in a hovel, or you work as a nanny for room and board. I mean, and have your other job. I mean, there are all sorts of things she can do. And the very least that I would hope you would walk away from this phone call is that you're going to have to start charging her room and board. Because it shouldn't be $100. I mean, because that's both insulting. She's probably not going to pay it, to be quite honest. But at least it gives her the sense that this isn't a free ride. That she's, I mean, this is behavior you would expect from a 15-year-old. She's 23, and that's part of the problem. She is not self-supporting emotionally. She's not self-supporting financially. She's not self-supporting in terms of where she lives. And so she can afford to get into a beef with her dad because she has a backstop, which is mom. Which is not to say that we don't love our kids and not that we think that they should be able to count on us. But if their assumptions about our involvement in their life stunt them, we're not doing them any favors. And you see, my guess is that your stomach is in much more turmoil this morning than hers. That's a problem. All right. So let's figure out what. All right. Now, so we've established a couple things, I think. Number one, that you can't go to either of them and tell them how disappointed you are or whatever, because it won't work. And what they'll do is both just get mad at you. So if we know it's not going to work, if we know it's only going to end up as an unpleasant boomerang, we're not going to play. All right, so just take that off the table. You know, you can throw away all the little notes about the speech you're going to make. You're not going to make it.
No.
Okay, number one. Number two, it's time, as part of a larger discussion, to talk with your daughter about self-sufficiency. And let me tell you, we're going to do the good news and the bad news on that too, so she hears it, as opposed to just sort of storming out and say, you've never loved me, you've always liked my sister better, and I can't believe no one's on my side. So hang on for me, we'll come back and we'll figure out how to do this, all right? I promise I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sally, who had a really rough... Let me ask you one question. Why was your daughter with her dad on Mother's Day rather than with you?
This was Saturday.
Okay.
She was coming home Sunday morning.
All right, that makes me feel slightly better. How far away from you does dad live?
An hour.
Okay. So she spent all day, her plan was to spend Saturday there?
Yes.
So she does sleepovers when she goes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, how the two of them get this back together is going to be up to them. And if I were you, I'd stay out of it. Because you know, we already gone through the, they've got Father's Day coming up, so the likelihood is that she'll probably do something about this. And any push from you to him is going to be disastrous. Any push from you to her is going to be disastrous. She's a grown up. They'll work it out. And if I were you, I would just...
My dad forever. He's the kind that cuts off from family. He's had relatives he hasn't talked to for years.
Well, but that's...
Let it go indefinitely, if that's...
Yeah, because... I would certainly let it go for the time being. Because, there's nothing you can do. At some point, let's say by Christmas, all right, that they are still playing their silly little, you know, who do you love best. What I might do is invite them both for Christmas. Because that gives them a way of they're only doing it for you and saving face. But hopefully in the next X number of months, even if you're a husband, this is not a relative, this is his daughter, you know, which is a little different than Auntie Mame. And for your daughter, it sounds like your daughter is pretty good at not taking responsibility. That she wants, you know, that she's a bit of a drama queen and she wants everybody else to come and kind of take care of things. And she's going to have to outgrow that. And the thing is that there's just no good position for you here. So let's you and I sort of make the deal that we go to. And presumably between now and Christmas, there's Father's Day, there's, I don't know, with any luck at all, one or both of them have a birthday. You know, there's Thanksgiving, there's Salminio's birthday, there's Halloween. So hopefully one or the other of them will sort of decide not to be such a little poopy head. But I'd stay out of it and till at least, I would say Christmas, the end of the year kind of thing. All right, so that's number one.
Can I ask the question?
Sure.
Is this anger, she's always had this since she was tiny. Can it be inherited? Is that a genetic type thing?
Well, yes and no. I think we do get our DNA from one parent to the other. We also learn how to behave from them. So whether it's nature or nurture, at some point, doesn't make any difference. But that's also why therapy was invented and adulthood was invented. So you can sort of say, so my father had a hair trigger, and that may mean that I have I may be a bit quicker to anger than the average bear, but that doesn't mean I have to follow in the same path. That I can learn what the symptoms are.
She's had to deal with that. She has always known that. But
again, that's why adulthood and therapy was invented. So you can say, all right, so I may have a shorter trigger than the average bear, but that doesn't mean that I have to go and slug people, but I can learn to do something different about that. I can learn what the warning signs are. Let me just, I'll give you a quick example. At one point, when I had the TV show a bunch of years ago, this young man had written to me, and he said, I have a problem. I think he got in trouble with the courts about domestic violence. He was, it was maybe early 30s, I think, late 20s, early 30s. A nice, nice kid. And he said, I really want some help on this. So I got him on the program. And I got in his face. He said, I really respect you. And I got in his face, literally. I invaded his personal space. I said, you really don't want any help. You just wanted to come here and be on television. And I was really, there are some advantages to being a psychologist. And his, you could watch. Well, I'll tell you in retrospect. So, and he was ready to slug me. And I said, okay, wait a minute. Now, you're telling me that the reason that you hit the woman that you love is because she's so irritating. And you have this long history and whatever. And I said, you asked to come to me. You trust me. You respect me. You really don't know me very well. But anything that you know that you feel positive about, and you were ready to slug me. And I said, look, let me just go over what I saw with you. That that I got in your face, which is certainly not a very nice thing to do, but other people are going to get in your face. And I was saying things that were not very pleasant. I didn't insult your mother or anything, but I was not being very pleasant. But other people are going to say things, either consciously or unconsciously, that you may take offense to. And what I watched was, I watched your pupils dilate. I watched your breathing speed up and become more shallow. I watched your foot started bouncing. I watched your face get red, which meant your blood pressure was going up. I watched you ball your fist. I watched you being agitated in your chair and move to the edge of the chair. You were ready to slug me. All right, so all of this is your response to danger, to being threatened. If I can document that, then you can become aware of it. If you can become aware of it, you can stop that process. Because nobody goes from calm to instant. It may seem that way because it may happen fairly quickly and they may be unaware of it and other people may be unaware of it as well. But that's not really what happens in your body. It takes, and it may not sound very long, it may take 30 seconds, but it takes some time. Once you realize that, you can intervene in the process. And that's what anger management is all about. It's saying it doesn't change your DNA. It doesn't change your fight or flight response. What it does is it makes you aware of it and shows you how and why and where you can intervene. So you have some time to say, Dad, that really hurts my feelings. It also helps you to understand that alcohol makes you less aware of all those symptoms and it lowers your resistance to being insulted, to that sense of being threatened. So maybe when you're around people or situations that you think are likely to be irritating to you, abrasive, that you don't drink. So, but all of these are things that your daughter's not going to hear from you. Now, the fact that she may have more of a temper may be something that she needs to be more aware of. As I said, she got her, you know, her nice straight teeth and her hand-eye coordination. She also got the ability to respond more quickly than the average bear, but that doesn't mean that she needs to wait till she's arrested for assault and battery, because sooner or later she will be if she doesn't stop this. The combination of alcohol, which lowers her ability to be aware, and that hair trigger is sooner or later going to get her in some trouble. So
she's never been in a physical fight. She's never been in a physical fight.
She hasn't been yet.
Right.
And according to with the deal with her dad, she didn't hit him?
No, she tried to get the keys from him. She didn't hit him.
Yeah. Well, she's walking a real thin line there. Trying to get something from somebody who's not willing to give it up. You know, that gets real iffy about whether or not that's assault or not.
All right.
So I think I'm gonna hang on to you for one more segment because I really want to emphasize that there's not much you can do, that you and she must not accept the notion that this is just how it is, because it's not. She has a drinking problem, but the question is, what can you focus on? Because all those things we talked about are really not your job. Let me tell you when we come back what your job is. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sally, who's got a 23-year-old daughter who's living at home, who got into an altercation with her dad on Saturday that resulted, there had been some drinking, and she called and asked her mom to pick her up. Did she get her car back?
Yes.
How did she get the car back? You drove her up there?
Yes.
Okay. Does your daughter have friends?
Yes. And some really good friends. But yeah.
So how come she didn't call a friend?
Because it's a long way away.
No.
Most of her friends are in relationships or married, though, I will say. And she just broke up with her boyfriend, which was the trigger for this whole thing.
Well, you know, be careful about making excuses for her, because she's going to get herself in real trouble.
I'm just
I hear.
I mean, that was the thing. Right.
All right, so you mentioned therapy before. Is she in therapy? Is she going to therapy? What's the story?
She just stopped. she said. It wasn't doing her any good.
Why was she in therapy to begin with?
And she doesn't talk to me about it. She just says, I have problems.
Well, good. I mean, and she doesn't have to talk to you about it. But you see that, all right, here's the deal. It's time to say to her, kiddo, look, I'm going to stay out, and here's how you're going to present it. Here's good news, bad news, good news, bad news. All right, the good news is I'm not going to lecture you about you and your dad. You're a grown-up woman. You're going to have to take care of that. If at some point you want some help about it, you'll come to me and you'll ask me what you need to ask me. And she's going to feel really relieved because she figures you're going to give her a hard time about it. All right, that's the good news. The bad news is, kiddo, it's time for us to figure out a way to make your life on a better footing for the rest of your life. And I mean, I'm really proud of you for being in therapy. You know, I'm not going to ask you why you went to therapy, what's going on in therapy. But you know, if you've got a leak in your basement and you call a plumber, and the plumber comes and the leak's still there, you don't say, okay, well, I'm never going to call another plumber, because you still got a leak. So if you felt that there was a problem, then I trust you. I trust your perceptions. So find another plumber. Number three is, I think it's time to start talking about some room and board here. And she's not going to be happy about this. And she's going to tear up and say, Mom, I can't believe it. You know, I'm having this terrible time. You're talking about this. And say, kiddo, this is part and parcel that we need to have. If you're in school and or in therapy, then I'm willing to cut you some slack here. But I'm sort of letting you stay here as if you were a young child. And you're not a young child, and it doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make me feel good. So let's figure something out. And if what we really need to do is find you a place to live on your own with another girlfriend or a bunch of roommates or whatever, I'm willing to help you find a place and to subsidize you temporarily, not completely, but temporarily, so you have a little more privacy, so you feel that you're behaving on a slightly more adult level. Because this isn't a place for you to be. On the long, you're always welcome to come and do your laundry here. You're always welcome to come here for Sunday brunch. But living here means that, you know, you haven't really launched yourself into your adult life.
No, and she gets involved with the wrong people, and I know
that's not your problem.
I know,
but Sally, hear what I'm saying. Part of her living there is you are too involved. You know too much about her life. On the one hand, you know too much, and on the other hand, you don't know enough. You know too much because you know when she's not there. You know when she does overnight. She knows when she gets dumped. You know, you may even have met some of the idiots that she goes out with. And part of this, you know, when we feel lousy about ourselves, we tend to find other people who... It's hard for us to be around people that we think are worthy of us because we don't think we're worthy of anybody. So believe it or not, the fact that she's living at home at 23, not paying room and board, has a drinking problem, gets in a, you know, knockdown drag out with her dad, feels that she has problems, you're really not helping her because essentially the statement that you're making to her unconsciously, I mean, certainly you're making the statement, I love you, but you're also making a statement, especially when she compares it to her sister, of you can't take care of yourself, so I'll have to take care of you. That's not a message that we want to give to kids.
Right.
And so you don't, and you can say, you know, this isn't, I'm not angry with you, but you would know less about her. On the one hand, you would know less. You would know less about what time she came in at night, what time she got up in the morning. And because you're her mom and she loves you, you might actually know more about what's going on in her life because she'd call up and confide in you. Especially if she could hang up the phone and tell you what she wanted to tell you. And at this moment, she doesn't have the privacy she would have if she was living by herself. She doesn't have the sense of independence she would have if she was living by herself. She doesn't have the self-reliance that she would have if she were living by herself. And so she's closed off because she feels terrible about herself. I mean, it's just a no-win situation, no matter how you look at it. And so the easiest focus is room and board. Because anything else, you're talking about her temper, you're talking about her personality, you're talking about her lack of ambition, you're talking about her temper. I mean, you're talking about all sorts of things that are really, to a very large extent, not your business. And the reason they are your business is because she's planted in your living room.
Okay.
So I know this is not going to be a whole lot of fun. And as far as I'm concerned, you can wait a day or so to let this, but, and she's going to be thrilled that you're not saying, look, you and your dad have to do something about this, or it's time for you to be an AA, or look, your dad has a temper problem and you've got it too. I mean, she's going to be really relieved that you're not doing or saying anything at this moment, but she's waiting for you to do that because she trusts that she doesn't have to do anything because you will. Not where we want to be.
Okay.
All right. Call me when your resolve wavers a bit, because I'm afraid it's going to. But the good news is, this isn't your problem. The bad news is, she can't be your if she's living there, it becomes your problem for both of you. And as long as it's your problem, it's not hers. And the good news about all this is that she understands she has a problem. She's not doing anything about it. I mean, and therapy is certainly not a bad step, but it's only a step. And therapy only works if you work it. The other thing you can do is you can tell her that you called me, and I'll be both a bad guy, and you can call and say, you know, call, she would help me, maybe she can help you, and she's free.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Sally. I know. Being a parent is the toughest job any of us ever undertake, and none of us have been prepared for it, right? If our parents were terrific, then it seems seamless. If our parents were terrible, we think, okay, well, I'll do exactly the opposite, and that doesn't work any better. So, all right, 855-993-7569. All right, fallout for Mother's Day, fallout for Mother's Day. And so, Manny, you had a good Mother's Day, yes?
I did, yes.
There you go. Yeah, I did too. I was sort of relatively quiet. That my daughter is one of those people for whom the day itself doesn't make any difference. She sort of likes to do sort of, I mean, and my daughter is, you know, there was a study that came out, this last couple months that said that what people remember most is not things, but experiences. And my daughter has been into that for a very long time. She really likes doing things. So she and I are getting together in a couple weeks to celebrate both her birthday and Mother's Day. So that'll be, but she did call. I talked to my mom. Talked to a number of people whose mother I am not, including Manny, who wished me a happy Mother's Day, so that was nice. And I was smart enough to stay out of restaurants. The corsage thing, there you go. All right, 855-99-375. I just looked at this. 855-99-375-69. It's Happy National Twilight Zone Day. Do-do-do-do-do. Why do we think it? What would that mean? They just arbitrarily decided it should be a Twilight Zone day?
Yeah, I have no idea. Because I think we, at the beginning of the month, or maybe like a week and a half ago, I think we were looking over all the certain days that are going to be in May.
In this month, yeah, there are a lot in May.
And this day was brought up, you know, Twilight Zone day, and we were trying to figure out, I remember we were trying to figure out why.
Why it was today.
Why May 11th is
Do
Twilight
we think,
Zone day.
Yeah, let's see, 5-1-1. If it were 911, I could understand it, or 411, because one is, you know, information, or I don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting day in history in terms of science, actually. The HMS Beagle, which was the ship that took Charles Darwin to a scientific voyage, is launched. I always thought that was cool, mostly because I grew up with beagles. Minnesota in 1858 was admitted as the 32nd U.S. state.
Happy
there you go.
Happy birthday to my home state.
Indeed. Happy birthday, Minnesota. Happy birthday, Minnesota. There you go. Minnesota, the name of the tribe of Indians? I assume it is, isn't it?
Yep, I believe so. Yes.
Well, you have to know. I can guess because I don't live there. You
I think
have
it's,
to know.
I think it's like a variation of it.
Yeah, we didn't transpose Native American languages very well. Alrighty, and Glacier National Park in Montana was established in 1910. If you'd like to establish your bona fides, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight.
B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea, 855-99-37569. I wanted to finish up our day in history just because it's kind of interesting from a scientific point of view. I mentioned that Charles Darwin's ship, the HMS Beagle, was launched. The Glacier National Park was begun today, was an act of Congress established it. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences was founded. Israel joined the UN. But in Baltimore, the first heart-lung transplant takes place. It was performed by Dr. Bruce Reitz of the Stanford University School of Medicine. Now, what he was doing in Baltimore is not very clear, but that's what he was doing. And I remember this. In 1997, a chess-playing supercomputer called Deep Blue. Do you know whose it was?
I don't.
It should give you a clue, the name. It's from IBM.
Okay.
Yep. Defeats Gary Kasparov in the last game of the rematch, becoming the first computer to beat a world champion chess player in a classic match format. Dun, dun, dun. That's a singularity principle, right? That that robots will have all of it human intelligence and will be able to solve all sorts of things we couldn't solve before, and then they'll turn on us and take us over. You know, that's what the singularity concept is, among others.
I think I've heard that before. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, Stephen Hawking is sort of a proponent of it, although his has got a little bit of a twist on it. He's saying stop sending messages into space. Those people are going to come and colonize us, and what they're going to do is get rid of us. They just want the planet.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it's just one person's opinion, but it's certainly, I mean, we view him as so smart and so understanding of lots of things. It's, I mean, it actually does make a little bit of sense, though. And speaking of which, that NASA is now sponsoring a program where you're supposed to send your ideas to how to colonize Mars. And I thought that was such a good idea. I thought we should put it on our website. You know, what would you do? Who would you send? Under what circumstances? What would they do? Would you go to Mars if you had the option?
Probably not.
Why not?
Unless I felt like the Earth is, you know what I mean? Like if this was like a situation like Interstellar was, where you've got, you know, where the
10 minutes to live.
Well, if the resources on Earth are failing, and the idea of going to another planet is going to kind of preserve and save human life, then yeah, I certainly would do it. But I think if the Earth is fine, I guess, for a lack of a better term, then I don't know. The idea of going to Mars just doesn't really appeal.
See, mine would do it.
I think it'd be interesting to visit if it's, you know, that's
but you wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's the closest, right? So and mostly, you know, in theory habitable, but a lot of people do think that the Earth, you know, the ability to sustain life on Earth is being severely compromised and will become worse. So the idea is you can't wait till everything's run out to say, okay, maybe we need to find a new place.
Right.
So my thing would do, I would do it if I knew some of the people that were going. Going by myself, although I suppose it's like going on it's like going on the other trip by yourself. I was talking with a friend of mine over the weekend who went with to a very strange part of the world, as far as I'm concerned. Well, she went to Slovenia, and which is not on most people's first choice of where to go. And she was telling me about all the things that she'd done, and I said, "Well, it sounds like you at least picked a good travel companion." And she said, "No, she didn't do anything. You know, I had to make all the arrangements, and I had to do all the stuff, and I'd do all the worrying." I said, "Yeah, but she didn't complain about stuff." And finding someone to travel with is one of those. I don't know how much traveling you've done, Manny, or who you've chosen, but you can have a really good friend that you get along with really well. It's like a roommate situation.
Yeah.
Right? Is it somebody that you really like and you really hang out with and you become roommates and then you drive each other nuts and never speak again? Or because the qualities that make, for example, a good drinking buddy are not necessarily the ones that make a good roommate. And I would argue that probably a good roommate may make a good travel buddy, maybe. But they're really different kinds of requirements. And I think if I were going to go to, for a long period of time, to a strange place, that I'd really want to have at least a couple of people along that I felt were friends. And I actually had an opportunity a long time ago, I guess maybe 20 years ago, to go to China, and they would pay my way over. I guess they would pay my way over my expenses there, but it was in the back of the plane. And that's like 20 hours in the back of a plane. And I thought, when I go to China, you know, I don't want to be in the back of a plane for that length of time, number one. And number two, that I was going with a group of people who knew I was a psychologist, and I thought, not only is it going to be difficult getting there and then having to anticipate coming back the same way, which sounds very much like space travel to me, but once I was there, I would be viewed as the person to come to when you had a problem. And that's taxing. So it's not like I'm going along as a tourist. And it would seem to me that going to Mars would be a similar kind of thing. There's a tough journey there, having to contemplate the tough journey coming back. And once you're there, unless there were some people that I felt like, you know, I could hang with, that being the sort of the friendly neighborhood psychologist gets exhausting sometimes. So, but it's not, I mean, I would be curious. I, as I've said before, I worked on the the space program. And I was always, at one point I was the only one who could actually perform one of the tasks. And I figured, well, they could send me, but they just sort of changed the tasks so somebody else could do it. And knowing how small the space capsules were was probably not a terrible decision on either their or my part. But that whole issue about seeing something that somebody has never seen before, or just, you know, it's kind of exciting. So you're saying it would have to be kind of dire straits before you'd be interested.
Yeah, and it's not a situation where I would wait until, you know, the apocalypse or something in order to leave. But it's,
well, the question is, you have to know, you know, when,
right.
You know, when it's like someone asked Julia Childs once about how long you cook the butter, and she said you take it off just before it burns. So you'd have to go to Mars just before the planet became uninhabitable. Or I remember the story because I was actually in New Orleans at one point on a bus, and I didn't know where I was going. And I said, where do I get off? And they said, the stop just before me. Not helpful. So we'll send Manny just before the apocalypse comes. So I thought we'd put on Facebook, you know, what's your plan for colonizing Mars? What would you do? Would you go, and under what circumstances?
We've already gotten a few, a couple of responses to
that. Good. Well, I'm glad people need to do that. All right, so here's one of the questions that falls into the duck category. The headline is, will having more sex make you happy? No, not at all. I mean, that really is a duck question, isn't it? They said there's that it turns out if you're assigned to have sex, that it doesn't work as well. Like, duh. But if you get to do it voluntarily, which, I mean, again, sounds like a duh thing to me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.